T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is 9:36. Total Information AM continues.
Laura and I want to express our grief and our city's grief on this unexpected day, this worst day.
That's Nashville, Tennessee Mayor John Cooper following yet another school shooting in America. This happened yesterday at about this time at a Christian school in Tennessee. Joining us is CBS correspondent Chris Fox live in Nashville this morning. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thank you for having me. I just released just moments ago the Metro Nashville police releasing the body cam footage of both officers Engelbert and Collazo, who were the two that are credited for taking down the gunman. And about 3 minutes into the 6 minute video, you see them throughout the first 3 minutes following the noise of gunfire on the second floor and eventually taking down the gunman. It is very difficult to look at. It is the gunman taken down right in front of the window where Audrey Hale was firing out the window at one point at police when they arrived, actually hitting the squad car in the windshield. And it appears to be a situation we're learning from a thread of text messages that Audrey Hale sent to a middle school friend, Ezriana Patton. And the text thread kind of doesn't explain why the school was targeted, but it does paint a picture of the mindset of Audrey Hale and Hale typing, I'm planning to die today. This is not a joke. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die. This is my last goodbye. And then Patton responding with, you have so much more to live for and so much more life to live. And Hale coming back with, I know, but I don't want to live. I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be to upset you or to get attention. I just need to die. And then later down the thread, you see Hale texting one of the last texts. One day this will make more sense. I've left more than enough evidence behind that something bad is about to happen. And I'm guessing the foreshadowing of the enough evidence behind would be the manifesto that Police Chief John Drake mentioned that they found in the car, along with maps and surveillance notes. Also, just kind of coming out, the police chief saying that Hale had perhaps also targeted two other sites. One was a family member, and the other being a local mall that Hale never got to. So it does feel like it was one of those suicide by police situations.
Certainly. And are we sure there's a connection between her and the school, that she had attended there at some point?
She had attended as a child. And one of the things the police chief said was Hale was angry for having to attend the school. But we're expected to hear more of that today, more to come out today of the why the school. And that question is very much up in the air. One of the touching stories that came out yesterday a little bit was William Kinney, one of the 9-year-olds, played his first Little League baseball game last week. And when his name came out as one of those killed in the shooting, his coach and teammates wanted to do something. So they went to the baseball diamond that he played the game, and they wallpapered the chain link fence with red and white ribbons, red and white being the color of the Covenant School.
Wow. So we know that 3 of the dead are 9-year-olds and 3 are school staff, correct?
Yeah, I say headmaster, but I'm not sure exactly what the title was, but it was Kathleen Koontz was in charge of the school. But we should find out if any of these people were targeted or not, hopefully through the manifesto. It is interesting. I've covered, unfortunately, far too many school shootings and mass shootings. I was in Uvalde this summer. I was in Santa Fe High School in Texas a few years ago when that one, Sutherland Springs Church shooting. One of the things that strikes me about this is whenever I talk to people, in these areas. They all respond the exact same way, and that is, first, shock. And secondly, they say, I can't believe this could happen here. And it's interesting to see, because when you're talking about Uvalde, Texas, you're talking about a really small, minority-driven rural town. When we're talking about Green Hills in the Nashville area, we're talking about very affluent white collar. And it's literally what it doesn't matter. Wherever you are, they all say the same thing, and everyone's in shock here. There's a makeshift memorial outside of the entrance to the campus of flowers and stuffed animals that has been growing by the minute. And last night, what was powerful was you'd see 10, 15 people there, and you could hear a pin drop. No one's saying a word. Most getting on their knees and saying prayers. And that's following up today as well.
Yeah, we had our own school shooting here last October while I was on the air, and it turned out to be my daughter's school, which I had to talk about while that was unfolding. So it absolutely happens everywhere, unfortunately.
Well, one of the local reporters for another affiliate here was in a school shooting 8 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And had to relive it while she's on the air. And it was very powerful.
I imagine. Very traumatizing. One of the other things I wanted to address, because when the shooting happened here at my daughter's school, right away people were saying, oh, it's the lack of security and they should have had the doors locked, which they did. But some of the initial reports in this case in Nashville were saying, oh, the shooter entered through an unlocked door. But from the video that I saw, that does not appear to be the case.
No, this was clearly seen. You could see from the video footage that was released by the police last night of the hallway video. You could see the windows being shot out in the door. And the doors were locked, and the windows were shot out. And that's one of the arguments that I think it's going to play out nationally. And are schools going to resemble prisons, or how are we going to deal with security? And unfortunately, there doesn't appear to be any right answer.
So you had mentioned at the start that some new footage had been released of the two officers who had taken out the shooter. What do you know offhand what the rollout of any new information might be today, or what might be taking place?
No, we're waiting to hear. As a matter of fact, Mayor John Cooper even saying that he was kind of hoping that we'd find out more. But, we're kind of speculating, because it's all in the hands of the Metro Nashville Police. And so the video literally just came out. But it's 6 minutes long, and it came out 8 minutes before I talked to you. So I had a chance to just watch it, and it is with audio. Mm. And so you hear, get down, don't move, stop moving, and then they kept shooting. And because the hail kept moving. I hate to recommend watching it, because it's it just hits you that these are 9-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I want to thank you for joining us this morning and bringing us the latest information. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.